This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tonight, President Obama will accept his party's nomination for president at the convention in Charlotte. Last night, former President Bill Clinton made an impassioned endorsement.
When President Barack Obama took office, the economy was in free fall. It had just shrunk 9.4% of GDP. We were losing 750,000 jobs a month. Are we doing better than that today? The answer is yes.
Well, as part of our coverage of the real economy, what matters most to voters in this election, we sent Marketplace's David Gura to North Carolina to see how people are feeling about the economic recovery there. He sent us this report from a startup in Raleigh.
Alera Labs is headquartered at a university on NC State's Centennial Campus in what's called a technology incubator. The school leases lab space to startups like this one, founded by Dimitri Mondos.
They're letting us use some of their resources because as a startup, you know, we need some sophisticated equipment these days that otherwise we wouldn't have access to.
Alera Labs isn't a big operation, at least not yet. Right now it's just one room filled with machines. The company does chemistry work on contract for drug companies. Mondo says his small business gives him some stability, a safety net.
This is something, you know, I cannot control the economy, but I can control this, you know, to some extent, you know, because if I put, you know, 40, 60, 80 hours a week, I know that something will come out of it.
Mondos came here from Russia 20 years ago. He did a postdoc at NC State, and he knows chemistry, but he's still learning how to run a small business.
Most of the profits that we made in the first year, you know, we put it right back. We purchased new equipment, but we need to grow. And for the high-tech business, I mean, there is a lot of investment.
One of Mondos' first hires was his son, Gene, who just graduated from NC State with a degree in microbiology. Gene's looking at the November election through the prism of his dad's company.
This is going to be the first election that I will legally be able to vote. I have just become a U.S. citizen, you know, right in between the elections, so I am legit to go. So I've definitely been paying more attention to what's going on.
Gene Mondos has been studying the candidates, and he favors President Obama. He says he wants someone who will help small businesses. As for his dad...
And will you vote?
I'm not sure.
He pauses again.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I ever voted.
Dimitri Mondos says he doesn't see the impact of his one vote, and he's not sure it makes that big a difference who's in the White House. He says he doesn't like how his choices are so limited.
You know, you can only choose between two, but maybe I'm not happy with either one. So what do I do?
Dimitri Mondos says he's grateful it's a free country, and he's able to say that. In Raleigh, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.